insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you once again to our program. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of His verses. First, let's hear those verses.
وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا قُلْ أَتَّخَذْتُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدًا فَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ عَهْدَهُ أَمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ بَلَى مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً وَأَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
If you remember, we had arrived at verse 80 of Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا أياما معدودة. And they say, the fire shall not touch us except for a number of days. The context in which this verse was revealed was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the Holy Prophet, telling him that you shouldn't really have hope in Bani Israel, the Jewish tribes around Medina, accepting your faith. In reasoning why he shouldn't have the faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started giving some of the negative descriptions that existed in Bani Israel, that why there's no reason to have such hope. It is not actually reasonable to have such hope that they would come to believe. This description is an interesting one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they say, وَقَالُوا, they say, Bani Israel, they say, the fire shall not touch us except for a number of days. قُلْ أَتَّخَذْتُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدًا. In other words, where do you get this from? Say to them, have you taken a promise from Allah? فَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ وَعْدًا. So that if that is the case, he shall never break his promise. أَمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Or do you ascribe to Allah what you do not know? This is an interesting belief that they had, that the Jewish people or the chosen people, they are not going to be going to hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to punish us in the Day of Judgment. Punishment is for other than Bani Israel. So if you're from Bani Israel, whatever you do, you're not going to be punished. Except maybe for a very few days. You're not going to get punished too much. Other people, well, they're not going to be going to paradise. They're not the chosen people. They're not going to go to paradise, no matter what they are, who they are, where they're coming from. With this belief, with that belief that they had, this wrong belief, well, why would they come and believe in the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which would make them the same and equal to everybody else? Everybody else has got to work, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, work hard, strive hard, put all their effort in trying to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the command of jihad comes, they would have to listen and all of that. If they would accept the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to Prophet Muhammad, that would mean that they would have to do the same thing and be the same as everybody else. With this type of belief, how could you have the hope in them coming to believe what you have to say? Now, this belief reminds me of something that I've heard amongst our brothers and sisters, our Shia brothers and sisters, sometimes, or there is a belief that we have amongst us as Shia, that some people have explained in a way that sounds like this. What I meant by this belief existing in some, it does not exist among scholars or educated people, people who have educated themselves Islamically. Islamically, it is clear that that is not the case. The Holy Quran calls out in all verses, almost all verses, in different ways, all right, that one is going to reach prosperity and the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has or will bless the mu'mineen and the believers only and only if they practice and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It takes that effort. This is what the Holy Quran tells us. That's clear. However, there's something in the ahadith that some of the less educated people interpret wrongly. There are ahadith that tell us that whoever leaves this life, leaves this limited life, leaves this world for the hereafter, if they leave it with faith in Amir al-Mu'mineen and in the wilayah of Amir al-Mu'mineen, they are going to be going to paradise and they will not go and be punished in hell. This is clearly based on the Holy Quran. This is clearly wrong. As I said, this is something that you know, the less educated people would say. I just want to clarify it, following up on the same point that I mentioned in the previous session. There's a very bad combination that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described regarding Bani Israel. Uneducated people and people that know a little more, and they would change the religion based on their interest, based on their worldly interest. Okay, that's a very bad combination. We said to get rid of that, we need to educate ourselves. As part of that, I would like to explain this one point from the ahadith that we have. The ahadith tell us, you know, as I said, there are some ahadith that explain if someone leaves this world with that faith, they will be going to paradise. How do we explain that in light of the verses of the Holy Quran? Is that actually meant the way it is? Is it meant the way that some people explain it to be? Can that be the case? Some people, unfortunately, have explained it in that way, and others have accepted it. However, that is not the case. That is not the case. Now, unfortunately, these people that would explain it in that manner, all right, some of them at least, don't even believe in referring to the Holy Quran in this understanding of ours to see if what we have obtained, what we have derived from the ahadith that we have, is that conforming with the Holy Quran or not. Some of them lack that belief, and the people that I'm referring to are those who consider themselves akhbari. The akhbari mentality believed in the concept that the Holy Quran was only to be understood by the imams, and other than them, nobody else can understand the Holy Quran, and based on that reasoning, we cannot refer to the Holy Quran to see what it means, to turn back and say, okay, then this hadith does not conform with that verse, and therefore we should not accept the apparent meaning of this hadith. Because of that, I would like to use hadith to actually explain what that other hadith is saying regarding the Shias and those who believe in the imamate of the Ahlul Bayt and what happens to them after they leave this world. In the glorious book of Kafi, which is a very authentic and very important book, a very reliable one in Shia hadith, one of the four major books of hadith compilations that we have, in the second volume of that, in the section that deals with, it's called Kitab al-Iman wal-Kufr, the unit of belief and disbelief, there's a chapter there, Bab al-Ta'ati wa taqwa. Okay, the chapter of Ta'a, obedience, and Taqwa, God-wariness. The third hadith there has been narrated from Imam al-Baqir, salamullah alayhi. It's a very long and interesting hadith. I just want to quote a couple of passages from this. At the beginning, the Imam addresses a very important companion of his by the name of Jabir al-Ju'fi. He says, Ya Jabir, أَيَكْتَفِي مَنْ انْتَحَلَ التَّشَيُّعَ أَنْ يَقُولَ بِحُبِّنَا أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. Is it enough for a person who is considering himself a Shia that he believes in our love. He has our love in his heart. Is that enough? Then the Imam says, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا شِيعَتُنَا إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّقَ اللَّهُ وَأَطَاعَهُ. By Allah, I swear that the Shia, the followers of ours, because that's what Shia means, are not except for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of the shortage of time, I would want to go to the end of that hadith, which has a very strong statement that some don't like to hear. At the end of the hadith, because Jabir goes back and forth with the imams that, okay, the way you describe the Shia, we don't know a single soul that has that description. The imam tells him at the end, he says a general principle, مَنْ كَانَ لِلَّهِ مُطِيعًا فَهُوَ لَنَا وَلِي. Whoever is completely obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is our wali. وَمَنْ كَانَ لِلَّهِ عَاصِيًا فَهُوَ لَنَا عَدُوٌ. And he who disobeys Allah is our enemy. Okay, we cannot understand the Islamic perception on an issue with only one hadith. We have got to put it in context with the other ahadith and the Holy Quran. Now, when we put this hadith alongside the other hadith and the similar hadith, we come to this conclusion. As I said, this is not a session that we wouldn't want to go and explain all the ahadith and bring those as well. But for those who are interested, they can refer to those sections of hadith books. You will find the ahadith that have this explanation that I'm giving. The explanation that we arrive at with this hadith that I read to you in this session and the other ahadith that are mentioned regarding the Shia leaving this world with the faith are not going to go to hell, the combination gives us this. The belief in the wilayat of the Ahlul Bayt is a necessary component of faith. If a person has got this necessary component of faith, all right, they will end up in paradise, but that doesn't mean they're not going to be punished. The criterion that the Holy Quran and the Ahadith tell us is this. If a person has the fundamentals, which are the faith, the issues of faith, completely, they will, at the end, go to paradise. But that also depends on their actions. If a person commits sins and is not completely obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have to be responsible for their actions. Now, if they haven't committed too many sins, well, some of it will go with shafa'ah, which we believe in, the intercession of the Ahlul Bayt, but not all of it. Some of the Shia, if they've committed a lot of sins, as the hadith says, that لَا تَنَالُوا شَفَاعَتُنَا مَنْ اسْتَخَفَّ بِصَلَاتِهِ. Our shafa'ah and our intercession does not include a person that takes their prayer lightly. Okay, so that's an explanation for this. If we do not act according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, even if we have the right faith, that does not mean we're not going to go to hell. We will be punished, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us not to get to that stage. But if we are disobedient, we are going to be punished, even if we have that faith. But if you have the right faith, at the end, after being cleansed from the sins that we have committed, we are going to be taken to paradise. So that's the meaning that we arrive at with the combination of the ahadith. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us deeper understanding of His religion, and we ask Him to save us and free us from being disobedient to Him so that we will not end up in hellfire. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك يا من لا شريك سبحانك.